CLTV is afternoon edition presented by Manka A. And be first, the main point. Certain provisions of the 2024 Finance Law of Cameroon have been modified and completed following an ordinance signed yesterday by the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. The importance of music in improving health and well-being. Musical concerts and playbacks are preoccupying music lovers today on the occasion of World Music Day on the theme, Make Music. And in sports, the official launch of the 23rd edition of the African Senior Athletic Championships is scheduled in the minutes ahead in a ceremony to be chaired by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Muelle-Kombi, and the President of World Athletics, Sebastian Coe. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. The President of the Republic has signed an ordinance modifying and completing certain provisions of the 2024 Finance Law of the Republic of Cameroon. The provisions modify the tax code as well as special conditions relating to public finances. Among the aspects highlighted in the ordinance are entry visa fees ranging between 100 and 150,000 francs. The deliverance of passport, which stands at 110,000 francs, and the national identity card, which will now cost 10,000 francs. The 2024 state budget now stands at 7,278 billion CFA francs. Business continues at the National Assembly today, featuring a question and answer session and the examination of two draft laws, with members of the National Assembly questioning cabinet ministers on the series of concerns with regards to their constituencies. The state of disrepair of Cameroon's national road network, road construction via funding from public-private partnership, the need to seek a multi-sectoral solution to mitigate malaria, the management of grants given by state to private establishments, among other preoccupations, are being raised by the MPs. Members of government concerned are granting clarifications to the MPs' preoccupations in a plenary chaired by House Speaker, the Right Honourable Kavayige Jibril. The 45th batch of some 96 military personnel from Cameroon and the Central African Republic have received end-of-course attestations after undergoing 5 months of training at the Yaoundé Combined Services Military Academy. During the diploma award ceremony, the laureates promised to use the skills acquired to fight against the current insecurity challenges plaguing Cameroon and the Central African sub-region. The Secretary of State in the Ministry of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Galax Etoga, chaired the ceremony. Today is being observed as World Music Day. In the nation's capital, Yaoundé, musical artists from Cameroon are organizing a series of concerts and live shows to celebrate the power of music. The first World Music Day was observed in 1982 in France and is now a global celebration of all kinds of music, including jazz, rock, classical, folk, blues, and you name the rest. And this press release from the Minister of Transport, who hereby informs candidates sitting the examination for the Certificate of Professional Competency to Teach in Driving Schools, CAPEC, that the provisional list of candidates authorized to take part is in the said examination is posted in regional delegations of transport. Said list is also available on the website of the Ministry of Transport at www.mintransport.cm. To this end, he informs those concerned that the practical phase of the exam is scheduled from the 1st to the 4th of July 2024 at the Institut Sous-Régional de Sécurité Routière et de Recherche, located at Emana Kaufu Bilik in Yaoundé. The theoretical phase of the exam is slated from the 5th to the 6th of July 2024 in the Higher Teacher Training College here in Yaoundé. He therefore calls on said candidates to be present at the examination centers with their national identity card, driving license, and registration receipt not later than 7 a.m. for registration procedures. And this press release has been signed by Ngale Bibehe Jean-Ernest Masséna, Minister of Transport. And this other release from the Minister of Finance, who wishes to inform all public servants that to facilitate the annual filing of their personal income tax returns for the fiscal year 2023, a consolidated payslip detailing earnings and tax withholdings has been made available. This payslip can be accessed through the online platform eBulletin via the address www.eBulletin.com. www.minfi.cm or the Ngoma mobile application, which is available for download on both the Play Store and App Store. Employers in the private sector and parastatals are also encouraged to provide their employees with a similar annualized payslip that summarizes earnings and deductions for the past year. The Minister of Finance reminds all taxpayers that the deadline for submitting their personal income tax declaration for the fiscal year 2023 is June 30, 2024. A dedicated support system is available to offer online and remote assistance. Taxpayers can contact the Tax Directorate's call center at 8200 or access the online help desk at www.support.harmony2.cm. The Minister of Finance counts on the compliance of all, and it has been signed, Louis-Paul Mutaze, Minister of Finance. We take you out of Cameroon, where anti-tax protesters in Kenya are in shock after a 29-year-old man was killed during nationwide demonstrations against a new finance bill. Rex Kanyike Mozai, who was protesting on Thursday in the center of Nairobi, died of gunshot wounds. Reports say Amnesty International has accused the police of using excessive force to contain protesters, many of whom were arrested. And tens of thousands of supporters of Taiwan's ruling party are to gather outside parliament today after it pushed ahead with a hugely controversial bill. The opposition Kuomintang party says the new law is badly needed to redress the power imbalance between the legislative and Taiwan's powerful presidency. The bill will give Taiwan's parliament more power to interrogate and investigate the exercise. And in sports, the Africa Senior Athletic Championship has kicked off in Cameroon's economic capital, Douala, with three events in the decathlon category. Team Cameroon enters the scene this afternoon with sprinter Emmanuel Eseme competing in the preliminary rounds of the men's 100 meters and Nora Atim Moni taking part in the women's discus final. Meanwhile, a ceremony to officially launch this 23rd edition is scheduled for 4 p.m. at the Japuma Sports Complex. It will be chaired by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcis Mwele Kombi, alongside the President of the World Athletics, Sebastian Coe, and other top dignitaries. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
The 2024 state budget of the Republic of Cameroon has been balanced in income and expenditure to the tune of 7,278,100,000 francs. This follows an ordinance signed yesterday by the President of the Republic modifying and completing certain provisions of a decree of December 19, 2023, promulgating into law the finance bill for 2024. Albert Njembone has read through the document and presents the keynotes.
It is a 45-page document divided in two parts, the first relating to how the 2024 state budget is balanced in income and expenditure, while the second stipulates special measures and questions relating to public financing. Certain provisions of the tax code have been modified, notably Article 548, which puts fiscal stamps for ordinary passports and some official documents at a cost of 110,000 francs. Article 549 puts fiscal stamps for the national identity card and resident permits at 10,000 francs. The ordinance provides levies for visas and visa extensions ranging between 0 to 6 months and above 6 months at a cost which ranges between 100 and 150,000 francs. According to the ordinance, financial resources destined for the reconstruction of the far north, northwest and southwest regions considered economic disaster zones is fixed at 35 billion CFA francs this year 2024. The ordinance gives the state more possibilities of widening its sources of revenue collection, pushing the state budget balanced in income and expenditure at 7,278 billion CFA francs, up from 6,740 billion CFA francs.
Albert Njembo on the reporting business at the National Assembly today featured a question and answer session and the examination in a plenary of two draft laws. Members of the National Assembly have been questioning cabinet ministers on a series of preoccupations with regards to their constituencies. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Badetatekwe filed in this report from the National Assembly.
Nine verbal questions addressed to five members of government on a wide range of pertinent preoccupations. The Minister of Public Works and that of Public Health had to answer six of the questions. Minister Emmanuel Ngannou Djoumessi clarified MPs on issues that focused on the deplorable state of the country's road network, the administrative and financial management of the National Civil Engineering Equipment Pool, MAGENI, and security measures taken in the restive regions to ensure effective road construction. The implementation of the universal health coverage in some subdivisions without health centers, the pressing need for Cameroon to increase the funding for seasonal malaria chemo prevention campaign, and the need to provide the Marwa Regional Hospital with specialists are some of the problems raised by MPs, which received clarifications from Dr. Manauda Malashi. The ministers of secondary education, post and telecommunication, and that of women's and Empowerment and the family also took turns to respond to questions raised by the people's representatives. This under the sight of the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril, as he retired. Deputy Speaker Honorable Ombo Berry took over to preside over the plenary devoted to the adoption of the bill to authorize the President of the Republic to ratify the protocol amending the Marrakesh Agreement establishing the World Trade Organization by inserting the agreement of June 17, 2022 on fisheries subsidies in Annex 1A and another draft law to regulate archives in Cameroon. Both bills are being defended by the ministers of trade and culture who are currently throwing light on shadowy areas for subsequent adoption. Doris Batitatekwe, the National Assembly.
Young people in the far north region have been schooled in how to promote import substitution so as to contribute their quota to limiting importation of many products they can produce. This is through the program Kautal of Engineering Sciences, initiated by the University of Marwa's National Advanced School of Engineering, where young people with innovative projects are also being given technical advice. Henry Tatoikambi reports from CRTV Far North.
Cameroon imports a chain of consumer goods that the nation has the potential of producing, like rice and fish. It is in a bid to contribute to lessen the nation's dependency on imports that the University of Marwa's National Advanced School of Engineering decided to focus on the import and substitution policy in this year's edition of the Kautal of Engineering Sciences. Professor Muhammadu Alidu is the director of the school.
We planned this activity in order to present to the public the capacity of our school, how we can work to produce better our engineering.
Experts from different ministries offered practical insights to the young student engineers on government's policy of import substitution. Dr. Amadu Bello is the regional delegate of economy, planning and regional development.
With that policy, we have to overcome all these challenges by improving in the national production of rice, maize, fish and so on.
The young engineers of the school are now expected to get to work so as to contribute in reducing importation while offering themselves and others employment.
Harry Tatoy can be reporting from CRTV Marwa. The regional and local councils, as well as administrative and traditional authorities in the southwest region, have been urged to consider the specificities of their various areas and focus on development projects that will improve on the livelihood of grassroots populations. The governor of the southwest region, Berna Okalabila, was speaking during the opening of the southwest regional administrative and coordination security meeting. Dr. Diale.
The meeting brought together frontline actors of the administrative, municipal, traditional, defense and security forces in the region. Governor Bernard Okalia-Bilai chaired the two-day regional assessment and follow-up get-together. He presents an overview of the situation in the Southwest region.
In the Southwest region, everything is under control. And when I say everything is under control, it is what is effectively in the field. The entire administration is active on the field. So that is the situation.
Although the general overview seems favorable, there are still challenges of high levels of insecurity in some areas, shortage of the supply of basic necessities, and drug consumption amongst the youths. He says dispositions have been put in place.
We have given specific instructions. We just want the parents to collaborate, and you will see the result.
While asking participants to step up security levels within their space of competencies, especially during these holidays, as well as accelerating development projects within communities, traditional rulers and notables have been encouraged to stay in their respective chiefdoms in order to better execute their functions. Ndoto Diale, CRTV News, Limbe.
96 military staff have completed a refresher course on the current security challenges in Cameroon and the Central African sub-region. The officers from the different corps of the armed forces from Cameroon and the Central African Republic received their end-of-course certificates today in a ceremony that was chaired by the Secretary of State at the Ministry of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Galax Etuga. Colette Johnny.
After 856 hours of intense theory and practical military lessons, the military staff are now up to date with latest advancements, techniques and best practices to contribute to the fight against insecurity in Cameroon and the Central Africa sub-region. Captain Djidwa Joel emerged the best.
In this junior command and staff class, of course, we learn to plan, give orders to our team on field to conduct all the operations on a tactical basis and to accomplish our missions.
During a ceremony to hand over the end-of-course attestations after 5 months of training, the commander of the Yaoundé Combined Military Academy, IMIA, Colonel Roger Nangzenge, reiterated the importance of lifelong learning in the military while calling on the laureates to improve their communication skills, valorize teamwork, be resilient and determined in order to contribute to the fight against insecurity in Cameroon and the sub-region as a whole. The 96 laureates from Cameroon and three from the Central African Republic received their end-of-course attestation in a strict military ceremony that was chaired by the Secretary of State at the Ministry of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Galax Etuga.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. A melange of jazz, rock, blues and gospel genre of music will constitute the package musical artists in Yaoundé are set to serve their audience on this year's edition of World Music Day. Our reporter Joycelyn Tata exchanged with some of them on their agenda of the day and the significance of World Music Day to their musical career, and she put together the following report.
She sings in Lamso, one of Cameroon's national languages from the Northwest region, in celebration of World Music Day.
I'm a musician, I'm a songwriter. When we cough, it sounds the same. Music is something that you cannot explain, but you feel it.
They are musical artists who all have particular ways they see music, as one of Cameroon's iconic Afro-jazz artists shares with us.
I'm Sozi Yeni, an international female artist. I sing in a tone because it gives me that opportunity every time I sing abroad to promote my culture.
World Music Day is generally, to many of them, a moment to share with the public soul-touching melodies gratis.
I will be celebrating this special day at Bonaberry Cafe with a live concert.
I decided to share two works of mine on my YouTube channel, on TikTok too.
Samana, samana.
Music, a five-letter word, but universal in nature, uniting many regardless of language, cultural, or social boundaries, because the artists say...
Joyce Cliff Tata reporting. In commemoration of the World Music Day, many activities have been programmed across the country. One of such is a musical show in Boya to take place at Grove Boya Town, Southwest Region. Details of the event and more on our weekend cultural entertainment rendezvous with FOC Babatunde.
All musicians who hail from Boya are throwing a thrilling performance for music lovers in and around the city today at Groove Boya Town to celebrate the virtues of music. Still this Friday, music icon Prince Ndedi Eyango will be performing at Club Kamwata in Bonaprizo tonight at a live concert he will be organizing. He promises to have special songs from old timers. And fans of Afro pop star Minx in Montreal can join him as he will be on stage on the 12th edition of Blank this Saturday. Movie lovers can be at Canal Olympia in the Ngwaekele neighborhood in Yaoundé this Sunday to follow the movie premiere of a drama titled The Bike Riders from 8:30 p.m. Happy weekend.
FOC Babatunde with our weekend rendezvous. On a sad note, the mortal remains of the late Inspector General of the Armed Forces, Vice Admiral Ngwankali Guillaume, who died recently in France, have been flown back to Cameroon through the Yaoundé Nsimale International Airport. The corpse was received last night by a plethora of dignitaries, including the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of Defence, Joseph Beti Asomo, and members of the elite of the South Region, led by the Minister of State for Higher Education, Jacques Fame Ndongo. Guhari was at the airport. He put together the following report.
The Air France plane carrying the mortal remains of the late Inspector General of the Armed Forces, Vice Admiral Ngwankali Guillaume, landed at the Yaoundé Simaleng International Airport about 10:15 p.m. Thursday. Brief military honors by a detachment of the Navy Force were performed before his remains were ushered in the main hall of the airport for prayers by students of the Combined Services Military Academy, EMEA. While men of God prayed for the soul of the late senior military official, his daughter, Ghislaine Michelle Ngwankali, expressed profound gratitude to the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, President Paul Biya, for the support the family has benefited since the death of their father. This was amidst high mobilization of members of government, like the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of Defense, Joseph Beti Asomo, and the elite of the South Region, led by Minister of State, Jacques Fame Ndongo. Born on September 27, 1939, in Bikoy, Lolodof, in the Ocean Division, the late Inspector General occupied several posts of responsibility, like Chief of the Navy Staff from 2011 to his death last June 7th in Paris, France, was Inspector General of the Armed Forces. The remains of the late Vice Admiral Ngwankali Guillaume are now at the mortuary of the Yaoundé General Hospital, pending burial.
Go Henry reporting. On to sports. 22 Cameroonian athletes have begun competing at the 23rd African Senior Athletics Championships in Douala. Team Cameroon, led by sprinter Emmanuel Esseme, who is competing in the men's 100-meter race, aims to improve on their 14th place finish at the 2022 Championships in the Mauritius. Meanwhile, a ceremony to officially launch the games begins in under 30 minutes at the Japuma Sports Complex in Douala. For latest, we hook up with CRTV Special Envoy to the Championships, Marcel Fortier. Hello, Marcel.
Good afternoon, Manka, and welcome to the Japuma Sports Complex, where at the moment sprinters from the different countries are competing in the preliminary rounds of the men's and women's 100-meter race. Emmanuel Eseme, who is a sight to behold out here, is getting set to compete in this category and is one of 22 Cameroonian athletes who are competing today in various disciplines. Team Cameroon has a chance to secure its first medal later today when last year's Francophonie gold medalist Nora Atimoni competes in the women's final at 5 p.m. A major highlight of the day is the official opening ceremony of the games, which starts in under 30 minutes. It is expected to showcase Cameroon's rich cultural heritage while celebrating one of Africa's most cherished sporting events. The competition began today at exactly 9:20 a.m. with the men's 100-meter race, long jump and short put events. These disciplines constitute the decathlon that is spread over 2 days with events like the 110-meter hurdles and javelin scheduled this Saturday. Reporting live from the 23rd African Athletics Championships in Douala, this is Richard Bebe and Marcel Mfotchie.
Thank you very much, Marcel, and we apologize for those few hitches in Marcel's live report from Douala. And Cameroon was chosen to host the 23rd edition of the athletics event because of the country's ability to make sure every participating athlete competes under the right and acceptable conditions. Winston Lepga spotlights Cameroon's hosting rights in an analysis that follows.
Athletes of African origin, said to represent about 45% of the global athletics elite, are battling for medals in Douala's Japuma Stadium. The city's cosmopolitan nature plus its top-notch infrastructure qualified it to host the event. Cameroon is hosting the Senior African Athletics Championship 28 years after it last received the continent's top-level athletes, and that was at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. The country was stripped of its hosting rights of the previous edition of the biennial event after delays in confirming the proposed date by the Confederation of African Athletics. Mauritius stepped in and Cameroon finished 14th on the standings with 4 gold medals. Cameroon's athletes have never outclassed the competition on the general standings. Team Cameroon features on the 13th position in the all-time medal table with 20 gold medals. Nigeria lead with 160 gold. This does not dampen the country's hosting enthusiasm, coupled with its acclaimed hospitality, plus the host city, Douala's ability to rise to the occasion, for it has been dubbed the City of Sunshine.
Winston Lepga, and in more sports news, Cameroon's men's football team has gained 2 places in the recent FIFA rankings that were made public yesterday. The Indomitable Lions, that previously occupied the 51st position, are now on spot number 49 in the world and 8th in Africa. Ben Collins, New Berewo.
The recent FIFA rankings were made less than 2 weeks after the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon played a 1-1 draw with the Palancas Negras of Angola, and after their 4-1 thrashing of the Blue Sharks of Cabo Verde, 2 FIFA World Cup qualifiers. The performance that maintained the team on top of Group D of the qualifiers, proof of positive changes in the group under coach Mark Brice. The Belgian-born tactician and his assistants met the team in the 51st position in the world over 2 months ago, after working with captain Vincent Aboubakar and mates for a week prior to their last 2 FIFA World Cup qualifiers. The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon now sit 49th in the world and 9th in Africa. With renewed spirits, the 5-times African champions that have once occupied the 11th position in the world some 5 years ago will definitely be working to regain their one-time spot of the continent's best. While Argentina, France and Belgium make up the podium in the world, Morocco, Senegal and Egypt are the first 3 teams in Africa. The next FIFA rankings will be published in September this year.
Ben Collins, Nye Berwa reporting. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a Ambe. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Fatme Bintou Ako.
Bon après-midi. Actualité à l'Assemblée nationale. Plénière ce vendredi matin à l'hémicycle du Palais des congrès de Yaoundé. Les députés ont examiné la question de l'entretien routier, les mesures prises pour sécuriser les projets routiers dans les zones en conflit, l'apport du ministère de la promotion de la femme et de la famille dans la lutte contre le paludisme. La séance plénière était conduite par le président de l'Assemblée nationale, l'honorable Kavayégué Dibril. La fête de la musique se célèbre ce 21 juin, la 41e édition du genre. Des manifestations culturelles marquent l'événement au Cameroun. Plusieurs rythmes orchestrés dans la vie de nombreux Camerounais, cabaret, karaoké, entre autres rythmes. Occasion pour les artistes de communier avec les mélomanes et davantage valoriser la diversité musicale du terroir. La dépouille du vice-amiral Guillaume Nguangali est arrivée à Yaoundé hier soir en provenance de Paris en France. L'étape de l'aéroport international de Yaoundé Nsimalen avant la morgue de l'hôpital général était un moment solennel empreint d'usage militaire d'honneur et de prière du Cameroun à l'illustre disparu. La cérémonie s'est déroulée en présence du ministre délégué à la présidence chargé de la défense, Joseph Betty Assomo, à ses côtés plusieurs membres du gouvernement, la famille du défunt et la fine fleur de l'armée camerounaise. Et puis sport, les 23e championnats d'Afrique d'athlétisme ont démarré ce vendredi à Douala. La cérémonie d'ouverture officielle est prévue tout à l'heure à 16h au complexe sportif de Japoma. Les disciplines prévues sont les épreuves de décathlon, également dans les starting blocks, les athlètes dans les séries des 100 et 400 mètres. 15h31, c'était le condensé des nouvelles en langue française. Merci de nous écouter.